You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob, a video series bringing you the experts on going from a we to a me. Our episode today is on the importance of having a dating plan.
Yeah, a relationship plan. And I know this might sound a little boring if you're watching this lead-in, but when I was growing up, my dad preached about this, saying, if someone doesn't meet your critical list, don't move on to the important and the nice things. Just stop it right there. And that's basically what our expert's going to talk about, having a conscious relationship plan. So Candace Brindley is a dating and relationship expert. Let's talk about the relationship plan.
Great. Okay. So I also call it a playbook.
Okay. I like that.
Because when you have this playbook of so many aspects of your life, you take it with you on every date and you always use it to vet the people you're with. This is when you're looking for a long-term relationship. Okay. Fun dating, you have no expectations. You're just in the moment. Mm-hmm. But long-term, looking for a long-term life partner, this is really key.
What's in a relationship plan? You talked about three categories of things that
for. There's actually four. The first one, it could be the most important, and that is life purpose.
What do you mean by life purpose? I don't know what my life purpose is.
I don't think a lot of people take the time to even know what their life purpose
is. Well, exactly right. I think that's where a midlife crisis comes in. People get to that midlife point and say, what am I doing? Why am I here? You know, what's my life about?
So what's an example of that? Yeah, give us.
Okay, so a life purpose consists of three things. And it's your gifts and your talents. It's basically a statement.
Okay.
Like it could be one or two sentences where every word really matters. And it's like your thumbprint. There'll be no two that are the same. It's just you.
My personal mission statement.
It's your personal sort of a mission overarching statement.
Okay.
And so what is in there is number one is going to be your gifts and talents. It's activities. It's where are you naturally gifted? We love doing what we're good at, right?
Yes.
So if it's singing or medicine or art or teaching or kids or handicap or veterans, or, you know, where do you spend your time?
Okay.
Okay, so that's the first piece. The second piece is, out of all the values, I mean, I have a sheet of 130 values, and there are many more. But out of all the values that you can choose, which one really resonates with you?
Like
maybe
an honesty,
one or two.
Like communication?
Yeah, mine would be self-growth, authenticity, and freedom.
Okay.
And when I say freedom, I mean freedom to choose, mm-hmm. to choose your life. The third piece to this is, you know, who do you want to touch in this world? I mean, who do you want your life to benefit? It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Who is it that you want to really spend your time with and care about? So this is a statement that takes a little time to create.
Okay.
But statistics and research shows, Dr. John Gottman has found that 70% of couples who don't make it, their marriage fails. It failed because their life purpose was not compatible.
That's staggering. 70%.
70.
So this is really coming up with, sitting down and consciously coming up with your guiding statement.
It's the city slickers of life. What's your one thing? What's that thing that guides you?
Yes.
I don't think people really take the time to think about it, but if you do, then you're going to seek a partner that's complementary to that.
I like to work with people, young people out of college who are looking for work. This is important to know. This is where your gifts and natural affinities lie.
Yeah.
And it's your principles. And these are the people, it's going to be your tribe. It's going to be where you actualize mm-hmm. the most, okay. self-actualize.
So yeah. once you know that, so once you know your yes. life purpose, how do you put that together with the rest of the plan?
I like to help people figure out their vision once they have their purpose. And the vision is like driving from New York to California. You know, I'm going to take route so-and-so. And so it's exactly the description of how you're going to make this purpose come to life.
Okay.
But when you're looking for a partner, the next thing is, I think you called particulars or...
Yeah, criticals.
Criticals.
My guys are the criticals.
I like to call requirements, and these are drop dead.
Deal breakers,
Deal breakers. Yeah. No matter how great this person is, no matter how great they are, you would get up and walk away if this one requirement wasn't met.
Okay.
And they usually have to do with children. You know, do you want children or don't you? Mm-hmm. If we couldn't have children, would you agree to adopting children mm-hmm. or not? I mean, these are questions that really should be mapped out ahead of time. It could be around politics. People feel very intensely
That's a good one.
About politics. It can be about religion. This is something usually we These things are things that developed in us even as teenagers and so on.
Well,
these
you say hashed out quickly, like date two. What is quickly in the process?
What do you mean?
At what point do you determine
these requirements? You ask powerful questions to find these things out. I help people actually figure out the kinds of questions that will, I mean, for instance, I know I had a client who went to the park one afternoon and said, I can only be here for 20 minutes because I'm going to pick up my twins. And the reaction was, I'm so sorry, you know, you can't have time with me, you have to go do that. So it's very telling.
Very telling.
And so whatever's important to you, you construct questions.
Like I should say, did you vote for Trump, for example?
That would be for a lot of people. That'll tell you if that's what you want to know. It's great.
Okay.
And you cut to the chase because these are your requirements, so why waste time? And so down the list, you come to your needs. Now, there are physical needs and there are emotional needs.
Yeah.
So, for instance, emotional could be affection. Physical could be punctuality, mm-hmm. for example. So anytime a need is not met, there'll be an issue.
That is absolutely true. That's where it's when your expectations aren't met, when your needs aren't met.
Okay, so then let's go back to the scarcity trap. Because now that it's a daunting list, but your whole thing is, save yourself. You'd rather be alone than in a bad relationship.
Well, no, and I wouldn't even go there because once you know these things, it's magical. You become a beacon for love.
Really?
Literally, it's like going into a haystack looking for a needle with a magnet. You suddenly
are, you give off
your
a vibe
radar,
or something because you're that?
Your radar, and you are sifting and going through this whole thing, and you're no longer spending time with the wrong places and people, and you're going to the right places, people who have your kind of life purpose, your kind of values. You're spending time in all the right places.
All the right places. So where do wants come into this?
Wants are frosting.
Right?
Wants are great. You know, he or she loves gardening with me. He or she loves entertaining with me.
He watches The Bachelor with me.
He watches The Bachelor with me. Wouldn't that be great if so-and-so watched The Bachelor? Or they laughed at my jokes.
And this is also where you
frosting.
Let go of little things, right? Maybe he likes eating Taco Bell and you hate Taco Bell, but whatever. That's a want, not a critical.
It depends on how it is for you. Everything's personal. You know, okay. It could be a want for somebody. It could be a need for somebody else.
Candace, we have to wrap, but I have to tell you, I think everybody should have a relationship coach. If they're really serious about finding...
Not once you're divorced, like early on.
Early on.
This is what college is missing. Why are we wasting time on entry-level accounting when relationships drive everything in our lives?
Yes.
This is brilliant.
Well, people early out of, you know, college think they don't need this because they love chemistry.
Please, people out of
they
divorce
love chemistry.
Think
they say,
don't
I don't
need
help.
Yeah.
And after divorce, they start to realize, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know.
Boy,
what
really
happened
critical.
Here?
I mean, it's one of the most important decisions you can make in your life,
Absolutely.
Finding the right partner to be with. So thank you so much for being here. We're going to put
welcome.
Some stuff about you on our website. For more information on how to build the right playbook and relationship plan and other stuff, check us out at thesingleprocess.com.